The G.I. Journal goes to press. Yes, sir, it's the G.I. Journal again with such star reporters as Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, Connie Haynes, Mel Torme and the Meltones, Elvia Ullman, Private Sadsack Mel Blanc, Rita Hayworth, and acting as your editors-in-chief, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. But first, flipping over to music page one, we find our five-star musical reporters ready with a tuneful scoop. It's Mel Torme and the Meltones.
Field of corn would never feel the plow. That field of corn
would be deserted now. A man is born, but he's no good now. If you never sing, you ain't no good.
I've got my trouble and woe, and sure as I know that Jordan will roar.
I'll get along as the song is born in my soul.
I don't know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass grow tall. I only know there ain't no love at all without a song. Don't let it get you down if you've lost a dream or two. Just sing a pretty theme and you will find the blues are left behind.
If you're in the mood and you're all aglow about it, let everybody know about it. Just raise your voice and sing loud. You'll attract the crowd.
Just get right into the swing. Start making like thing and you'll be surprised.
You can't go wrong if you'll sing a song. Start to vocalize.
I'll never know what makes the rain to fall. I'll never know what makes the grass grow tall. I only know there ain't no love at all.
Thank you, Meltones. And now we take you to the editorial offices of the G.I. Journal and your editors-in-chief, Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy.
You know, Bergen, there's one thing that's been running this newspaper that we seem to have overlooked.
Oh, we've overlooked something now, have we?
Yeah.
And what is that, Charlie?
Well, it's a secretary.
Oh, yes, yes.
A private secretary for me.
For you, of course. Now, what in the world would you do with a private secretary?
My dear Bergen. Our long association has blinded you to the fact that you're not the only one in the world with a lamp.
All right, now.
There are other things, too, Bergen. Business affairs and correspondence, dictation, just scads of other excuses.
Yeah. Well, Charlie, for your information, Rita Hayworth is dropping in on us a little later on.
Huh?
Now, do you think she might make a good secretary?
Well, I don't know. She might be adequate, yeah. There's several things I would like to investigate first. I'd like to know... did you say Rita Hayworth?
That's right. That must be Rita right now.
Oh, my goodness. How do I look? I'm just all a twitter. Yes. Is my hat straight? Your hat is lovely. My tie, just lovely. How are my pants? Oh, they're neatly pressed. You think we should put them on me? All right, they are on. Come in.
Well, hello, you two. Hello.
Holy Moses. She sounds like a telephone operator who's blown her top door.
McCarthy and Edgar Bergen, I'd know you anywhere.
Madam, I'm afraid you have the advantage of me.
That's more than I'd ever take a herd. Boy, what a beetle.
I want you to be quiet, you know. Just who are you, madam? Or is it, miss?
It's miss by a mile.
Yeah.
Hayworth's cousin, Lucy. She sent me down to tell you that she'll be a little late. You see, I've never been in Hollywood before. I'm Rita's little country cousin.
Oh, I see. So you're from the country.
I don't know what country she's talking about, but I'll lay 8 to 5 that's not one of the United Nations.
Oh. Please, Charlie, now don't you know how to act in front of a girl?
But you want to try me? Just bring one in.
No.
Rita was telling me how busy you two have been. I was wondering if there wasn't something I could do to help.
Well, I'll tell you, we have been looking for a secretary. But I thought maybe
secretary? Rita... Secretary? Well, say no more. The position is filled.
Well, what
now, what do you want me to do first?
Would Harry Carey be asking too much?
Charlie.
All you do is take my scout knife and just prop at the edge against the desk.
Charlie, aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Please, Thurgan. Her face looks like a passport photo for a prune.
Oh. I think you ought to cut that out this minute.
I'm sorry, Thurgan. I just lost my head.
Well, that's better.
She ought to try, too. It'd be an improvement.
Well, so much for the amenities. Let's get on to work. Now, perhaps you'd like me to take a letter or something.
Yes, a letter. Yeah. That might be a nice idea. Take H. That's a nice letter.
H?
That's a good
just
one.
Just plain H? Mm. Does anything come in front of it?
Oh, well, I could say go to.
No. Now, Charlie, I'm asking you for the last time. No. You've been prattling about needing a secretary. Now you've got one. I think the least you can do is give Lucy some dictation.
So be it, Bergen. So be it. Lucy, take a letter.
Well, I need a notebook.
No, you won't. No, I want you to take a letter that I've written. Just deliver it, that's all.
Deliver it? Where?
To Mr. John P. Doe in Third Goblin Avenue, Zone 42, Catalina Island.
Catalina Island? But that's over a lot of water.
That's all right. That's quite all right. You'll find a towel on your way out. Now go, Crow.
Charlie, I'm disgusted with you treating Rita Hayworth's cousin that way.
Yes, sir. Bergen, I don't even believe that she's Rita Hayworth's cousin at all.
You don't?
Probably just some impostor sister. Besides, what better secretary can we have than Rita?
Well, now there's a point there, Charlie. And I'm certainly looking forward to seeing Rita tonight.
Yeah, me too.
That's something I've been meaning to speak to you about, Charlie.
Yeah?
Your constant interference in my little amours.
Amours?
Yes.
You mean when people sort of like people?
Well, amour is a little more than that, Charlie. It's a little glow of warmth. In an otherwise dull life.
Do tell.
Yes.
Well, your life hasn't been so dull, Bergen. You've managed to keep a small flame burning for the older type moths.
Yeah. Well, now, let's not split hairs like that. Charlie, I want you to help me tonight.
Yes, sir.
I don't want you to go overboard, you understand?
Oh, never.
No. Nothing hypocritical.
Oh, perish the thought, yeah.
But I would appreciate it if you'd tell Rita the truth about me. As, of course, you see it.
Yeah.
After all, Charlie, there's nothing like a true friend.
That is right, Bergen. I must admit it. Yeah. And through the years, I can honestly say that you've been nothing like a true friend. I see.
Charlie, this is really no time for levity. We've got to get along now, and we must get along much better than we have. We must help each other.
Yes.
You know how fond I am of you.
Yes, Bergen. And I'm awfully fond of you, too.
Well, thank you.
You're really, really, you're quite a decent sort, if I may say so. amusing, too, in your own way. Mm-hmm. I've gotten a big kick out of you through the years. You have your quirks, of course, but no more than any other quirk your age.
Oh, I...
I'm genuinely attached to you, Bergen. It's the little things that are so important.
You're quite right, Charlie.
Oh, it's just little things that sort of make me like you. Such as, combing your hair. I get a kick out of that.
You do? You enjoy seeing me comb my hair?
Yes, I do. It's like watching somebody trying to braid a peach.
Now, Charlie, if you're going to be funny...
I'm not going to be funny, Bergen. I'm really going to try and make a case for you and Rita Hayworth.
Oh, you are?
I am.
Fine.
From now on, it's one for all and all for one.
Good.
The Two Musketeers.
That's right, Charlie. That makes me very happy.
Yes, sir. It's liberty, equality, fraternity, which means...
Yes, Charlie.
I know one end of the stick I'll probably wind up with.
Now, fellas, here's our coffee gal of song, Miss Connie Haynes.
This is Connie in G.I. Journal's original Song of the Week department, and the Armed Forces Radio Service previews another new tune from overseas. Tonight's song is Maybe It's Not Just a Dream, words and music by Lieutenant Herbert Hobler of the AAF. So here's your song, Herbie, Maybe It's Not Just a Dream.
Charlie, I hope you have everything straight now. When Rita gets here...
Yes, sir?
I want you to give me a big build-up.
Leave it to me, Bergen. Just leave it to me.
All right. I'll be sure and tell Rita of my kind and generous nature.
Sure.
And stress the fact that I'm romantic and yet gentlemanly at the same time.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't worry, Bergen. I'll lie my fool head off.
Here, well, now. That's Rita now. Now go in the next office and you tell her what a great guy I am.
Yes. So long, lover boy. Come in.
Well, Rita Hayworth, what a surprise.
Hello, Charlie.
Well, Rita, now to get down to business, what are you doing later on this evening?
Why, nothing at all, Charlie. Did you have something in mind?
Always. I wish to tell you about someone who'd like to take you out. Now, this fellow's charming, generous, attractive, thoughtful, considerate, and romantic.
But, Charlie, I think you're cute.
You do? Well, that's just a fellow I had in mind. I'm a snake, ain't I?
Charlie, you don't have to tell me that you're generous, attractive, charming, and romantic. I already know that.
Mm-hmm. Has Dorothy Lamour been talking to you?
Oh, yes. She talks about you all the time.
Oh, dear old Dotty. She's a gorgeous thing, but I tire of her.
You tire of her?
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, what makes you so fickle?
Oh, I don't know, really. I guess it's because there are so many girls walking around this town in sweaters. Yes.
So, a pretty girl in a sweater turns your head, eh?
Oh, gosh, yes. Sometimes clear around. Gentlemen.
Anyway, Charlie, we have a date tonight, isn't that right?
Yeah, definitely, Rita. But first, I'd like to say a few glowing words about the guy I'm going to borrow the money from to take you out.
Uh-huh, I see.
Now, as I see this fellow, you'd like him very much because he's charming, generous, attractive, considerate, and romantic, you see.
Really?
Yeah. Well, no, not really. No. This is just for the records. I'm supposed to say this, you see.
Oh, well, who are you referring to, Charlie?
Bergen, Hopeless Edgar.
He sounds a little drab.
Oh, he is all of that, all of that.
Edgar Bergen. He's too old for me, isn't he?
Too old for you? He's too old for Dame May Whitty. Oops, here he is now. Hello, Bergen.
Well, hello, Charlie. Hello, Rita.
Hello, Edgar.
I suppose Charlie's been telling you all about me,
He certainly has.
See, your old pal, that's me, your old pal.
Yes. Well, I want you to know that every word he said is true. Of course, I hope he didn't go overboard.
No, you went overboard.
Kersplash.
Oh, I see. So you did double-cross me, didn't you, Charlie? Well, I'm ashamed of you, Charlie, that you'd let a pretty girl influence you like this.
Well, after all, Bergen, I'm not made of wood.
I do.
I wish I hadn't said that.
Yeah. Well, I suspect dirty work, that's what.
Yeah.
This means the end of our friendship.
It does, Bergen?
Yes, I'm afraid it does. We're splitting up.
Tired of eating, huh?
No, no. I'm serious, Joe. I'm just through, that's all. Just through.
Oh, please, boys. I can't have this happen. As a matter of fact, there are a couple of soldiers coming over from the USO to see me, and I'll go out with one of them.
Now you did it, Bergen, with that sob stuff. We're both out. We're right flat on our...
Charlie?
Yeah, that's what we're going to say. We're flat on our Charlie.
Yeah.
Well, linking up the rollers with another musical headline, here are Mel Torme and the Meltones singing Mel's own composition, Stranger in Town.
Just arrived on the 7:10. Thought I'd see the old gang again. But you know they come and go.
I'm just a stranger in town. Ooh.
Everywhere, everyone I see saw a cottage on a lonely old street. The weeds have grown around the gate. Somehow I felt that you would wait here, my sweet. But it looks like I'm too late. Guess I'll leave on the 12:02. Can't believe that there's no more moon. Is there nothing for me? Will I always be a stranger in my own hometown? It hurts to be alone with no one of your own when you're a stranger.
Rita, can't we talk this over before it's too late? Why go out with some strange soldier sent over by the USO when I'm around to take you out, huh?
But, Edgar, I like soldiers. Mm. They have so much pep and energy. Mm. They're so bright and gay.
Well, how about me, Rita? Haven't I got pep and energy? Don't you think I'm kind of bright and gay?
Edgar, let's face it. You're the first civilian I've ever seen with combat fatigue.
I don't know about that. I have my moments.
No, my mind is made up, Edgar.
I see.
The USO is sending over two of their handsomest and most charming soldiers to choose from. Oh. And I'm going out with one of them. Oh, that must be one of them now. Oh, I'll bet he's a real dream prince. Come in, good looking.
Hello.
Don't tell me you're one of the handsome soldiers I sent for.
That's me, General Colonel Major Private Sad Sack.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Private Sack. My name is Rita Hayworth.
I recognize you from the movies. You're one of the finest actors I just loved you performing. You should have won the Academy Boy, you've got beautiful legs.
Thank you. But to tell the truth, you look a bit different than I imagined you would.
Oh, well, you thought I'd look like like Robert Clark. You thought I'd look like a human being.
Rita, how can you go out on a date with a man like this? Why, he's nothing more than an imbecile.
Just a minute.
Why, Rita, you can't lower yourself to associate with a character of his mentality. Why, he's practically a moron.
Miss Hayworth, make your father stop talking like that.
Now, stop being mean, Edgar.
Yeah.
I'll bet the sack is lots of fun on a date. Aren't you, Zacky?
Get your hat, Miss Hayworth. You'll find out.
Oh, now, not so fast, Zacky. The USO is sending over another soldier, too. And I'm to choose between you.
So I got competency. Who is this other guy?
Well, I don't know his name, but he's a PFC.
Oh, an officer, huh?
Yes. Yes, and I hear he's very, very good-looking and quite charming. Oh, why, there he is. Come on in, gorgeous. Well. Why, hello there. What's your name?
Well, my name is Mortimer Sternbaum. At your service, I sure hope you need some. No!
I'm glad to know you, Mortimer.
Yeah, well, we got that over with. Let's nick.
Mortimer, I'm ashamed of you. You know, you're boorish.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. I was born right in this country.
I didn't mean that. You see, what I...
Now, boys. Mm-hmm. We haven't introduced the two rivals to each other yet. Mortimer, I'd like you to meet the sad sack.
Hiya, pal.
Well, hello, Mr. Snurd. It's a pleasure to finally meet someone of my own intelligence.
Yeah, you said it, pal. You said it, yeah. Let's talk about something highbrow, hmm?
Okay, how about books?
Yeah, books, huh? Yeah, I love books.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Do you like Little Women?
Yeah, but I like books even better.
Yeah. Yeah, I love to read, too, yeah. Well, especially poetry.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Longfellow's my favorite poet.
Me too.
Yeah. Could you ever forget the opening lines of Hiawatha?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Hey, you're a nice little fella. Hey, what did you do in this civilian life?
Well, I had a truck farm.
You don't say.
Yeah.
Hey, how long does it take to grow a truck?
Now, just a minute. This has gone far enough. I'm supposed to make a choice between you two for my escort tonight.
Well, I've been thinking, Miss Hayworth. Mr. Snurd is so nice. I'll bow out and you go with him.
No, well, I wouldn't think of it, old man. You bow out and let her go with me.
Okay, then we'll do it that way.
Yeah.
Well, Zach, that's really very generous of you. You deserve a big kiss, and you shall have it. That is, if you wouldn't mind being kissed.
Tie me to the chair so I can't fight back.
Well, that won't be necessary. Close your eyes now.
My eyes are... I can't see it. Hurry up before my pucker slips.
All right. Keep your eyes closed now.
That was beautiful. But I did expect more than just a little peck on the cheek.
Well, after all, I hardly know you.
Well, that just about winds it up for this edition, fellas. But before we go, I'd like to thank our star reporters for their contribution. Alvino Ray and the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, Mel Torme and the Meltones, Harry Mitchell, Elvia Allman, Private Satsack, Mel Blanc, Rita Hayworth, and, of course, Mortimer Snurd and Charlie McCarthy. This is Edgar Bergen saying, so long, men.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
Thank you.